News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sengupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. A 56-year-old man died allegedly due to drowning after his mini truck was submerged in water under the Minto Bridge and a house near a slum area collapsed near ITO following a heavy downpour in Delhi on Sunday, police said. The man, identified as Kundan Kumar, was a resident of Pithoragarh, Uttarakhand. He was driving a Tata Ace from the New Delhi railway station to Connaught Place when he got stuck in the waterlogged area, they said. A house collapsed in the slum area of Anna Nagar near ITO. Reports stated that no one was present in the house at the time of the incident. Centralized accident and trauma services and fire engines were present at the spot. The national capital received its first spell of heavy rains, which led to waterlogging in low-lying areas and brought traffic to a standstill at key stretches in the city. In Himachal Pradesh, locals of the Badsiri village were rescued from Khargola Nala in Kinnaur after flash floods were triggered by heavy rainfall in the region. Heavy rains continued to play havoc in Uttarakhand as water from Gori River washed away four houses and large tracts of cultivable land at Chori Bagar village in Bangapani subdivision of the district, an official said on Sunday. A portion of a bridge also collapsed at Mudkot on Pithoragarh Munsiyari Road following incessant rainfall on Sunday. In southern India, water overflowed and entered into residential areas of Chelanam, a coastal village in Kochi, due to the monsoon rains. Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Sunday assured all support to Assam in dealing with the flood havoc there, which has claimed 81 lives so far this year. An official at the Chief Minister's office said that Chief Minister Sarbanand Sonowal informed the PM about all the measures the state has taken so far in dealing with the problems faced by the people. The total number of people killed in this year's flood and landslide has gone up to 107 across the state, of whom 81 were killed in flood-related incidents and 26 died due to landslides, the Assam State Disaster Management Authority said in its yesterday's morning bulletin. Floods have hit over 27 lakh people in 26 of the 33 districts of Assam and destroyed houses, crops, roads and bridges at several places. We are taking all steps for damage mitigation of the flood-affected people, along with adequate healthcare facilities. I have urged district administration to provide necessary relief measures on a war footing and ensure social distancing in the area, Sonowal said in a tweet. The country has received 6% more rainfall than normal so far in this monsoon season, but precipitation in parts of North India remains deficient, the India Meteorological Department said on Sunday. The IMD has four meteorological divisions and rainfall has been more than normal in the South Peninsula, Central India and East and Northeast India divisions. But the Northwest India division, which covers Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh, Haryana, Punjab, Delhi and Rajasthan, has recorded a 19% deficiency, according to the IMD. Taking a dig at Sachin Pilot over his rebellion in Rajasthan, veteran Congress leader Margaret Alva on Sunday asked why the former Deputy Chief Minister was in such a hurry and whether he was aspiring to become the Prime Minister by 45 years of age by joining the BJP. The former Union Minister also lashed out at Pilot over the timing of his rebellion and said, when the entire country is fighting a health crisis and China in the wake of the border standoff, he's seeking appointment as Rajasthan Chief Minister. Congress formed a majority government in Rajasthan and Sachin Pilot became his, that is Chief Minister Ashok Gehlot's, deputy. He got four important portfolios also, as well as the post of PCC or State Congress Unit Chief, Alva told PTI Bhasha in an interview. Pilot became an MP at 26, was a union minister, and later he became Pradesh Congress Committee Chief, followed by Deputy Chief Minister, she said. Where did you want to reach in such a hurry, whether you wanted to become Chief Minister at 43 and Prime Minister at 45 by joining the BJP? The former Rajasthan governor asked of 42-year-old Pilot. Alva's remarks come amid the raging political firestorm in Rajasthan, where Pilot declared open rebellion against the Gehlot government. Pilot was sacked as Deputy Chief Minister and State Congress Chief last week. Though Pilot had asserted that he is not joining the BJP, the Congress has accused him of taking support from the Saffron Party in efforts to topple the Gehlot government. While criticizing Pilate for his actions, Alva, however, pitched for giving voice to the young leadership in the party's decision-making process. She also said that former Congress President Rahul Gandhi should be allowed to form a new young team to instill new approach and enthusiasm in the grand old party. The suspected rape and subsequent murder of a teenage girl in North Dinajpur district of West Bengal on Sunday triggered violent protests in the Chopra area, with a mob blockading National Highway 31 and setting ablaze government buses and police vehicles, demanding arrest of the culprits, police officers said. Minister Gautam Deb said the incident should not be politicized. It is a very sad incident. Investigation will be done and culprits will be punished as per law. We will be meeting the family of the victim on Monday. The girl was allegedly abducted after she went out of her house at Shonapur village near Shiliguri on Sunday morning to answer nature's call. She was found dead after a few hours, and the villagers alleged that she was raped before being murdered. As police personnel were trying to lift the blockade, the mob set three North Bengal State Transport Corporation buses on fire and also set ablaze three police vans, the officers said. Security forces used tear gas shells to disperse the protesters. Reinforcements, including Rapid Action Force, were brought in to lift the blockade, officers said. However, tension continued to prevail in the area, said locals. And TikTok has been in discussions with the UK government over the past few months to locate its headquarters in London, a source familiar with the matter said, as part of a strategy to distance itself from its Chinese ownership. London is among one of several locations the company is considering, but no decisions have been made, the source said. It was not immediately clear what other locations are under consideration, but it has hired aggressively in California this year, including poaching Kevin Mayer, a former Walt Disney Company executive, to be TikTok's chief executive. He is based in the United States. TikTok is facing heavy scrutiny in Washington over suspicions China could force the company to turn over user data. TikTok is owned by China-based ByteDance. The source said the company is largely focused on its issues in the United States over the last few weeks, but has not ruled out London as a potential location for its new headquarters. TikTok is expected to significantly increase the size of its workforce in London and other key locations outside of China over the next several years, the source said. The Sunday Times reported that TikTok has broken off talks with the UK government to open a global headquarters in Britain. A source said TikTok was still in discussions with Britain's government. TikTok declined to comment. US President Donald Trump is refusing to publicly commit to accepting the results of the upcoming White House election, recalling a similar threat he made weeks before the 2016 vote, as he scoffs at polls showing him lagging behind Democrat Joe Biden. Trump says it is too early to make such an ironclad guarantee. I have to see, Trump told moderator Chris Wallace during a wide-ranging interview on Fox News Sunday. No, I'm not going to just say yes. I'm not going to say no. And I didn't last time either. The Biden campaign responded, "The American people will decide this election, and the United States government is perfectly capable of escorting trespassers out of the White House." Trump also hammered the Pentagon brass for favoring renaming bases that honor Confederate military leaders, a drive for change spurred by the national debate about race after George Floyd's death. "I don't care what the military says," the commander-in-chief said. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.